Downtowns have changed dramatically in the four decades since the last time the International Downtown Association met in Atlanta. For instance, the organization's members were the top executives of downtown groups, and at the time they were all male. So Atlanta put together a ladies' program for the spouses. Dan Sweat's wife, Tally, helped organize the program. Today, the association's members include staff and top executives, as well as industry consultants. And a large portion of the attendees are women. Richard Bradley was president of the association in the 1980s. He remembered journalists calling when downtown department stores started closing and asking him whether their downtowns were dying. Bradley optimistically told them downtowns were changing. In the 1970s and 80s, stores and businesses were moving away from central cities as the suburbs were booming. Today, downtowns are rebounding. More people want to live and work in urban centers, choosing authentic and historic locations rather than cookie-cutter suburbs. The lingo has also changed. Now, downtown leaders talk about placemaking and creating experiences, a sharp contrast from the previous perception that downtowns were dirty, dangerous, and dull. Richard Bradley's efforts have come full circle. He was recently presented with the IDA's Dan Sweat Lifetime Achievement Award, and one of the people presenting the award was Sweat's widow, Tally Sweat.